Think of the worst landlord you ever had. And I'm going to just tell you one that is worse.
Okay.
Any of you had a really terrible one?
Oh, yeah. I told you all about the one landlord who didn't understand boundaries and would, like, I lived in a duplex, and he would go into the other side of the duplex where one of the other girls lived and would regularly take, like, snacks out of the fridge and, like, open the door. And it was like, bro, you could just text us before you do that.
That is very strange.
That's so
super weird. Super weird. But never like an angry landlord. Never one of those.
This one's not angry either. But I think, this is not okay. So a guy in California posted on Reddit recently asking for advice. He had gone from California to Vancouver.
Okay.
Where he was going to stay there for a couple of months.
All right.
He was going to continue his one-year lease and keep paying rent while he was there. So he told the landlord so the landlord wouldn't be confused, didn't want them to think, oh, this is abandoned, and said, I'm going to be gone, but I'm still going to pay.
Fair?
Makes sense.
Yeah. When he got back, so when he left, he just locked up and, you know,
hit the road.
Sent him an email or whatever beforehand or a text. Yep. When he got back, a bunch of his stuff was missing. His PlayStation was gone, his computer was gone, and his gun was gone.
Oh, boy.
So he called the police and filed a police report.
Right. Yeah.
The police talked to his landlord, and the landlord said, I don't think there was a break-in. The landlord, seeing an opportunity, had been renting out that guy's place on Airbnb for the 2.5 months he was gone.
He's double dipping.
No, all right.
Oh.
So the landlord is saying, we didn't do anything wrong. It's our place. No one was there. And they're refusing to pay for the stuff that got stolen.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The guy posted this to the Reddit where it's free legal advice.
Yeah.
And they're all telling him to sue. They say his landlord has a reasonable expectation, violated his reasonable expectation of privacy.
Yeah,
which seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, you sign a lease agreement. That's a contract.
Yeah,
but that's your place.
Well, and then when you have, whether it's Airbnb or you're renting to an individual long term, you have a license that you have to get to do that in most places. And once you do that, there's a landlord-tenant handbook that comes with that, which seems so obvious that you don't mistreat people like this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's filled with all kinds of stuff like this to protect the tenant.
Right. Now, I said that was the worst landlord. I'm already going to retract it because of this text. My girlfriend's old landlord in the Albany area would enter her place whenever he'd want. One night she came home around midnight and he was asleep in her bed.
Mm-mm. Nope, that's definitely not okay. At no point is that okay. If you stay at a hotel and you go into your room and one of the staff is sleeping in your bed, that's not okay.
Right,
it's no different. It's no different.
This one, we had a landlord that took our rent but never bothered to pay the mortgage with it.
Oh, no.
The house was foreclosed, and all of our possessions were foreclosed with it. So we were locked out of all of our stuff, even though we had done everything right.
Oh, cool. Because it's in the home. Oh, man.
How does that get resolved?
I don't know.
I'm sure the bank doesn't care.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Boy, you just got to hope you are dealing with a reasonable person that'll help.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need someone to go, oh, well, this is not your fault, and kind of take the bull by the horns.
We're not the owner. Like, that's our stuff.
It can't just be someone who writes back and says, well, Leo, you'll have to talk to the landlord. Because that's the beginning of a runaround. All right, what about this one? My landlord just called recently and said we owe $270 moving out. We're a family with four, with two animals, there for 3 years, and we paid $2,000 in deposits.
What are they saying the money's for?
That's what I wonder. That we'd need to, because if it's just...
Is there damage or something?
$2,000 is for deposits, they'd have to show $2,270 worth of repair to justify anything over that.
Right.
It does seem like most of the time they're just trying to stick it to you. Not always.
Of course. Yeah, place...
Most of the time they want to keep your deposit.
Every place I ever rented, I just went into it assuming that I wasn't going to get the deposit back.
That's all. That's your best bet.
And then just be pleasantly surprised when it shows up.
If you do, then great.
But. Yeah, there were times when we had apartments in college where we got money back, and I was certain we wouldn't, the first place we lived together. And then there were other places where I'm like, well, of course we're going to get it back, and didn't get anything.
Yeah, where you go, we left it better than we got it.
Yeah. Yeah, where you felt ripped off.
But what are you going to do? You know, you just want to move to another town. You're like, whatever.
Text from the Lansing area. Worst landlord I witnessed was my mom's. We went up there to visit her in northern Michigan, and we were there Friday, Saturday, and then went home Sunday. So basically a long weekend. The landlord charged my mom $300 per person who stayed there on top of the $790 monthly payment.
Wait, what?
There was me, my wife, and two kids, so an extra $1,200.
You charge it like a hotel?
Can't do that.
No, you
I know
can't.
That
I don't think you can. I don't think you can do that.
I know that it's normal in most leases to say that there can't be guests that stay there for X amount of days right. out of the month or
they
something.
They can't move in.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's right. Basic,
but I mean, it's always like weeks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Not a weekend.
2 or 3 weeks.
A weekend.
That's.
Boy, that's some horse bleep there.
I feel like that wouldn't hold up.
I would think.
No, but I think a lot of times they issue those charges and then threaten you with your credit report, mm-hmm. knowing most people don't have a lawyer in the family or whatever. Right. And it's too expensive to hire a lawyer. You just pay it. And even if you don't, then they're not out anything.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. That's my theory anyway. Mm-hmm. Yes. I said that like it's a fact, like it's happening.
Sounded factual to me.
I don't know if that's it.
Lawyer free beer.
Yeah.
Should have been. Should have done it.
Yeah. That day at law day, that really stuck with you.
The lady on the other team said I should burn in hell. So yeah, that does tend to stick with you.
A lawyer told you to burn in hell?
Well, a pretend lawyer at a high school law day.
Why'd she tell you to burn in hell?
Because she thought we cheated by creating additional evidence using the letterhead that they supplied us.
Yeah, and did you?
It sounds like you did.
Yeah, but we gave it to them. They had it in discovery.
Okay.
There were no rules against that. She was just not able to think on her feet. Busybody bird face.
Oh, man, I hate busybody bird face.
And I was de-escalating. I said, well, I guess this went terrible. And I said, we should have burned these in the parking lot. And she said, no, you should burn in hell.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
She got you.
Yeah.
She did.
What do you think she's up to now?
She's probably a lawyer. Maybe the Supreme Court. I don't know.
Yeah.
She seemed like
Barrett.
She seemed pretty serious about the whole thing. I was there because it was fun.
Yeah.
But they always said, it's not, you don't want to win the court case. You want to be chosen as the team that did the best job presenting yourselves legally. And I was like, yeah, it sounds great, but I need to win this court case too.
Yeah, you can do both.
4-0.
Yeah.
2 years. Two court cases.
Man.
Best legal team. So.
How's bragging camp going?
Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, I'll sue you with my fake lawyer ways.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean I still am going to burn in hell later?
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, you can sue me when you're burning in hell.
Yeah, just having the soul of a lawyer is all it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the worst.
They are awful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, walking demons.
I don't know one that I would even not spit on.
I don't even know one.
Me neither.
Not a legitimate one.